Hey, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Mrs. Quinn. I need to advise you to call being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, I was calling because I was trying to file my claim on the internet, but it was saying that it kept saying the error occurred.
Okay, that's fine. May I have your social?
Yes. 424-51-9224.
Okay, can you verify your name for me?
Tobias Richardson.
And your date of birth?
12/31/2000.
And your mother's main name?
Lee.
Oh, okay. So everybody celebrates your birthday.
Yeah.
Like, there's a party everywhere on your birthday. Okay, so verify that date of birth for me one more time so we can start your application.
Ma'am.
Verify your date of birth for me one more time so we can start your application.
Oh, 12/31/2000.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the high grade you completed in school?
No.
Huh? Yes. Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
What state was that driver's license issued?
Alabama.
And may I have a driver's license number, please?
9656785.
Okay, so I have that driver's license number, 9656785. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, Mr. Richardson, if you're approved for benefits, you had an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Venture Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you prefer today, sir?
Direct deposit.
Okay, and it's your checkings or your savings?
No, checking.
Alrighty. And may I have that round number and bank account number?
Yes, let me get it.
Okay, that's absolutely fine.
I'm going to give you an account number, though.
Okay, go ahead.
816-007-9631.
Okay, so that's 816-007-9631. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for your round number.
Okay, let me find it real fast.
Okay, it's fine. What number do I need to do to transfer?
Hold up, ma'am. I'm
okay.
Round number.
Okay, so that's 341-972-853. Is that correct?
You said what now?
That route number I have 341-972-853. Is that correct?
I don't think it's 341. Hold up. Yeah. I we got it. 713. I got it. 314. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
314-972-853. I could have been looking up. I don't know why.
So 314-972-853.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, 138 Hillcrest Drive, Monroe, Alabama.
Okay. And is zip code?
364.
Is your resident address different for your mailing address?
No, everything's the same.
Okay, may I have your telephone number?
251-244-8832.
Okay, so that's 251-244-8833. Is that correct?
No, 8832.
Oh, 32. Okay. Okay, and may I have your email address?
Lee Brazy.
And what was that?
It's LeeBrazy56@gmail.com, but I'm finna spell it out for you.
Okay.
Everything lowercase. It's LeeBrazy56@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's LeeBrazy56@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and let me verify your mailing address to you. So I have 138 Hillcrest Drive, Monroeville, Alabama, 36460. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Briston, it is necessary to verify your UC benefits when you're filing for UC, when you're filing for benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? Was it 251-593-1494, or was it 251-593-2285, or was it 251-593-3694, or was it 251-593-8987? Or I've never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
8987.
Okay.
It's not my number. That's my mama number.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? Was it a 1999 Lexus GS400? Was it a 2001 Acura TI? Was it a 2002 Daewoo Nobera? Okay, 2003 Suzuki Ariel? Or I've never been associated with any vehicles?
Never been associated.
In what county do you currently live? Is it Sumter, Wilcox, Eutaw, Monroe, or none of the above?
Monroe.
Alrighty. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And what was the last day you worked?
Oh, Saturday. What day is that?
What was that?
2/12/22.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Why not?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
You're fine. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I work for somebody, work for a company.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 60.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
Minimum.
What's 7/25?
Minimum. Yeah.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And what's that date they told you to return to work?
2/28/22.
Okay. Are you on temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. And may I have a job title, your last job?
I'm a vanity fair.
You said vanity?
Vanity fair.
Okay, give me a job description of what you of your job.
Of Harrigan, this job.
Mhm.
You said of this job or my last job?
Yeah, the job that we're doing this application for.
I'm an operator. I run the landing table.
Okay, and may I have the name of the your employer?
Harrigan Lumber Company.
Okay, okay. I see them here. May I have a good telephone number for now?
251-575-4821.
Okay, so that's 251-575-4821. Is that correct?
Yes.
May I have your employment start date for that job? When was your very first day? And it don't have to be exact. At least the month and the year, okay?
Okay, just September 13th, 2021.
Okay, September will be on that. Okay, and the last day you worked again?
2/12/22.
Okay, and city and state this work was performed in?
Monrovia, Alabama.
Monroeville?
Yes, ma'am. Monrovia, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive even the following pay any time to your last day at work, like vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you received a pension or are receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working?
Shut down. Temporary layoff.
Okay, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, and do you have a pen and piece of paper so I can give you a temporary pen?
Yes.
Okay, so that temporary pen is going to be 2400.
Uh-huh.
A good way to remember that, 24 is the last 2 digits of your social, 00 is the last 2 digits of the year you were born, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And you will be able to change that temporary PIN once you do your first weekly certification, all right, Mr. Richardson?
All right.
All right. So make sure you keep that pen and piece of paper out. We have a lot to go over.
Okay.
Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. Since you are job attached and you have an expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us, and if your employer indicates that you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by the unemployment compensation law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis and maintain a record of your work search in case your claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled out completely, alabama.gov, G-O-V as in Victor. So that's www.labor.alabama.gov. You have that, Mr. Richardson?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the web address to do your weekly certification. Now, just in case that web address is down or you have a problem with your computer or internet, you have the option to file by telephone as well. The telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. So that's 1-800-752-7389.
Got it.
Okay, and we just like to give our flowers both options just in case, okay?
All right.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So that means, Mr. Richardson, that you can file any day of the week as long as it's before 5 p.m. Friday. You will make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week starting Sunday. So this week, the only thing you have to worry about is just waiting until Sunday to file your first weekly certification, okay?
All right.
All right. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information or want to check the status of your claim, please call 1-800-361-4524. So that's 1-800-361-4524.
Got it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Richardson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
We're not going to the website. What do I click?
If you file a week of certification.
Oh, so I click on unemployment, file a claim. Okay, then I'm in.
Okay. Remember, don't do your week of certification until next week. That pen is gonna take 24 hours anyway to be processed. So just make sure you wait on that so it won't mess up your claim. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, you guys have a great day, okay? Thank you for calling the Alabama Conversation Call Center.
Okay, then, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.